and Aleph, there are two concepts, Rabotai, quickly. There's Das Moshe and Das Yehudit. For the simple interpretation, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, the last line of the page, Rosha Perua Doraisi, the Sibu Parat Rosha Isha Matanah Rabbi Shmuel, Asar Lev Nos Yisrael Shlo Yetzir Perua Rosh. If a woman who's married uncovers her hair in the street, she's in violation of Nisa Doraisi. This is how the simple reading is. The simple Tosha of Shas. If you want to find this Talmud Aleph, there are two concepts, Rabotai, quickly. There's Das Moshe and Das Yehudit. For the simple interpretation, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, the last line of the page, Rosha Perua Doraisi, the Sibu Parak Rosha Isha Matanah Rabbi Shmuel, Asar Lev Nos Yisrael Shlo Yetzir Perua Rosh. If a woman who's married uncovers her hair in the street, she's in violation of Nisa Doraisi. This is how the simple reading is. The simple Pashat of Shas. If you want to find this simple Pashat of Shas, said, you know, they Rebbe, very nice, simple. Who told you that the Shas? Who told you? I mean, we have to see it black and white. So I'm the fact that, you know, I claim it's a simple Shas. One person's claim is a simple Shas, another person's outlandish interpretation. Where I find the Furish that this is so, that such a situation would be considered an Easter Minat Torah. So the Shulta Gemara, which I asked you to see, to say so. Shulta Gemara says that Dim Lohaita Talfa Rosha, she goes to see with nothing on her head. Harezu Asura Minatora. What do you mean Asura Minatora? What do you mean Harezu? It's funny Russian. Harezu Asura Minatora. What do you mean? The woman is Asura Minatora? She's not Asura Minatora. You can live with her, no way to be here. What do you mean do it? The part he means is, this Yitzir Asura Minatora. This Yoko Lashuk Rosha Perua is Asura Minatora. So he says, all right, he used the word Asur and he used the word Minatora. Now yesterday she was talking about these questions about both of those points. Is it an Isser? Or maybe it's just a mitzvah, maybe it's just a minig or whatever. And then the question, what is min ha-Torah? Or is it min ha-Smakta? He's categorical in both. Harezu asura min ha-Torah shenema, uparat rosh ha-Isha, al-Torah lo tisroh, leheti b'priya drosh, etc. That's the Riaz, quoted the Shulta Gibborim, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Dabi. Riaz, Sif, Kut, and Beis. That was this. You have to see the Imam Mutam. That's where we start from. Now this is true on both sides. We have a cloud, the Rambam Jud Gimel Tikri Amuna, the Zot, the Torah, Lo, Tehei, Mechlev. Whatever is an absolute and concrete piece of the Raita cannot change. There's a possibility, if you assume that this is correct, there's no way in the world that it can change. We'll assume that this is even, that's not agreed to by everybody, but that's how we're starting with that. That's our point of departure. All right, the Shul, we'll call the Shul Dei Gibor. That's our point of departure. It would be Das Moshe. What is Das Moshe? Well, wait, stop. I fell into a trap. So it's also Min HaTorah. Is it Das Moshe or not? So I pointed out yesterday. That's the question. Rashi says yes, Das Moshe. And the Rambam says yes, Das Moshe. Whereas the Tur seems to say that it's not Das Moshe. And even the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's not Das Moshe. I'm sorry. Rashi says over here. So the Gemara in Zakasha, Doraisi, the Tosafot to Rashi, yes. Vamaylo kari lo das Moshe. The home. Or the desecrates the Shabbos, let's say, out of the home, so not affecting the husband. That would not be considered a violation of das Moshe. Because eating tray for eating Machal Shabbos is not in and of itself related to the marriage. It applies equally to single and married people. So therefore, it's nothing to do with das Moshe, nothing to do with their marriage relationship. As opposed to the obligation to cover the hair, which is clearly, well, that's all not so clear, but for the moment we're assuming that it is related to the marriage relationship. As I speak, I realize it may not work according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, we could say it. But according to the Rambam, we're going to have a problem even with this definition. Why? So here we go to the next problem, which we discussed yesterday. The Rambam says, yes. That's good, they mentioned some of that motion. Right. No. That motion, the Torah has to have two components. One has to be Minatoro, the Pashto, right, the Pashto shot. And number two has to be something which relates to the marriage. Was she is Machshelim and Kasherus, or in Nida, or in the children dying, or suggesting some, who said yesterday? Who gets the credit? Who just said yesterday? That the reason why we call it that Moshe is because it relates to the ether which is generated. Dov suggested it. That it is generated by the... No. That Moshe, the Chor, has to have two components. One has to be Minatora, the Pashtun, right? The Pashtun shot. And number two has to be something which relates to the marriage. Was she in Machshelim and Kasherus, or in Nida, or in the children dying? Or was she, we were suggesting, someone who said yesterday, who gets the credit? Who suggested, someone yesterday, that the reason why we call it that Moshe is because it relates to the ether which is generated, Dov suggested. As it is generated by the marriage, then we can label it as that Moshe, even though it's not really undermining the marriage. She's not being masculine in some particular prohibition. As I'm talking to you, I thought that would satisfy both Rashi and the Rambam. No, what's that? No. David? Whoever said it, the Tana. Oh, okay. Everybody, look. I heard this tape from the road. Said that he comes to the Shia, he doesn't know what the answer is going to be, and then one student says this, another student says that, even though the students don't really know what's going on either, but from everybody together, he figures out the shot. So we give credit to everybody in the Shia for participating. Now, the question is as follows, and this is a very important question, I would say a very critical question. Rashi has two days. The last Rashi in the on the Bayan Beis Manalas as to how he derived from this pasuk of the Parash Rosh Isha that there exists a din daraisa, the pashtus, that a woman who's married must cover her ear. The first is as follows: the sota rabotai, the sota seems to have been in violation of an issa before she had married, had relations with this adulterous person, with this adulteress. The minute she took off her hair covering, that's already a violation. It's already, Rashi calls it Isser. And therefore, we are menagala, we disgrace her in public, in the Beit HaMikdash, by pulling off her hair covering, as it says in the code of the Torah to Rosh Isha. Mida keneged mida. That's the expression of Rashi. Mida keneged mida. Just as she did, it's not, but avola b'chlau the osir. And Rashi here used the word osir. We point out that Rashi in Chumash has a similar explanation of the Torah to Rosh Isha. So we disgrace her. But there Rashi doesn't use the word us, why doesn't he use the word genai? And we also pointed out that you find sometimes where the words usr and the guna are used in tandem, used together in the Rambam by physical contact with relatives, some relatives, where the bottom line of the box doesn't really mean us. It meant us, so you wouldn't have to say it from the guna. So it could be this Rashi, if you want to make a jive with Rashi and Chumash, would maybe the word usr shouldn't really mean us. But if you take Rashi here alone by itself, usr means us. Second shot, Upar Mephal Dal Shait Alas Kuro, Shmaman and Death Rosh 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 to decide which Pshat and Rashi is the better Pshat, even though Rashi himself says the second Pshat is better. For Moshe doesn't come out Korea, but it's talking about the case of an Almana, the case of an Almana, since they're Rabbanan, he assumes, it's only the rights of while they're married, and therefore it's going to be Makriya, and she can take off a head covering in order to be able to procure a job. That's what Kelek Aleph Simon and Zayin. Famous too for Moshe. The poor, but yeah, same thing. A divorced woman and a widow, it's exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Now, so far we've been... Yes. Well, you want me to prove to you she has to keep her hair covered? Is that what you want to know?
Yes.
I'll try to prove it to you from a Mishnah. The famous Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak says, how do you know if a woman is entitled to a ksuba of 200 or only entitled to a ksuba of 100? So the Mishnah says, if she's Yosa Behinuma Perosha Perua, with her hair revealed, then she's entitled to 200, and it's not that. Now clearly, there was a distinction between a psula to bust a Messiah, and what we call a Ba'ula, Almana, Gerusha, things of this nature, where the ksuba is mother. So the implication of that is, a woman is entitled to a ksuba of 200, or only entitled to a ksuba of 100. So the Mishnah says, if she's yosa behinuma berosha perua, for the hair revealed, then she's entitled to 200. And if not, not. Now clearly, they were distinguishing between a ksuba to matayim, and what we call a bu'ula, almana, grusha, things of this nature, where the ksuba is mother. So the implication that is that almana or grusha would be required to cover the hair. That's the pasuk shot. I don't know what you said. Moshe himself is the one to concede that. Moshe has a very big chiddush. He says the kalacha yad in that same tshuva, Rabbosai, Siman Nun Zayin, it goes through this whole logic of two opinions in Rashi, which one is right, Amon Azir Abonon, two is the Raisa. Then I write you the following. V'yesh Lomar, V'sh'ulai Das Yehudit, Hurak Midinei Minov, She'ein Lesa Ba'ofen Shalomatzinu Shenagu, U'b'mokam Hefzah Lomatzinu Shenagu. Ramosha writes, if it's a Das Yehudit, it only applies to the place where the custom existed. If the minig is, if the makom hefzer, there's no minig to cover the hair by almana and a grusha, where it's only that yehudit, it doesn't apply. But Moshe is saying in an interesting statement at the very end of the tshuva, that that yehudit in fact can change, depending upon what the custom is. I mentioned Rav Avadya says so in Chelek Gimel, where he says that if the Mogan Avraham was right, that the custom was that they would go with the hair braided, we'll come to that in a minute, and they no longer go with the hair braided, that means that the Das Yehudit can change. That's what Raja writes too. He gives another case. See, there's the Rambam seems to hold that a woman who's married has to wear two coverings, minik satna, they wear a shetel with a hat on top, and so Raja says, although maybe that Rambam didn't say that, but now the minik can in many places change. So they keep trying that the Das Yehudit can in fact change from one period of time to another. It's a very important point we're going to get to at length. I'm sorry? Yeah, minig ha-mafah. The question, what do you call minig? What's the mafah? That's another question. What's the minig or what's the mafah? The old story. But in principle, it's Rav Moshe writes over here, end of Siman and Zayin. Yes, Tom? Don't be sorry. I want to hear what your question is. I'm passing anything yet. I said, no one can quote me any from anything unless you hear all four shirim. The other song is coming out of half a statement. Say, it's a better way. I had a case. I'll tell you a nice story. I won't speak about it. A woman came to me, she got divorced. It was a woman who, it's a long story, it was a Hafkafas Rabbeinu Tam, the Gan Tamaisis, it was a very difficult situation. And when the get was finally given, with a lot of difficulty and pain, but then the woman asked me, what do I think, what's the din now? Let's cover her hair now that she is no longer married. So I told her that Rav Moshe is the truth, and that there are certain reasons why a woman who's married cannot cover her hair. One is who's no longer married. One is because of financial consideration. So I didn't think applied in this case because the parents who was making a living when she was married, even though she did cover her hair. Another consideration of a shidduch. A shidduch. I believe, although I don't remember, I have to bring it in to say it for sure, I believe that in the last Kelly of Ebenezer, there is a truth about that. It was well known long before it was printed, as Ramesh had said it in an oral ruling. But I believe it is, if you want to bring me an evidence of Chelek Dala, I believe that the tshuva exists, yeah, I'm not 100% sure. And I told her that I can't talk to tell you whether in fact it would impact on a shidduch possibility, but if you feel it does, then there is ground to be lenient. Now, of course, there's another question. If that's true, even if Ramesh is right, what do you mean? Put on the shape, and when you want him to date, you take it off. What are Moshe saying? You have to wear the head. Well, hold on. Look, I'm having a Moshe. 1 second. I'm looking here. Where would it be? Where would it be? Hold on. I do not see right now. One minute. Be patient, please. Do the same, babe. Part of the pasha was that the obligation or the prohibition, as you will, whichever way you phrase it, is a Torah prohibition or a Torah obligation. That's the Shilta Givarmta. I called it in. I told the woman that Ramesh is a tshuva, where he writes that if a woman has a great need, she is permitted to remove her head covering. I believe somewhere is a tshuva about finding a shidduch. Well, I can't find it at this minute, so that's not what I mean. So this guy says, I don't know if you can remove it at all. Maybe we can keep it on. But I just told her, if you feel that's going to create a difficulty for you in finding a shidduch, and if you feel that, you know, you're going to put it on and off, it's going to create also a psychological difficulty to finding a shidduch, then under those conditions of emotion, I might be leaving. And I said, I left it. I closed it in. I told the woman that Ramesh is a tshuva, where he writes that if a woman has a great need, she is permitted to remove her head covering. I believe somewhere is a tshuva about finding a shidduch. Well, I can't find it at this minute, so that's not what I mean. So this guy says, I don't know if you can remove it at all. Maybe just keep it on. And I just told her, if you feel that it's going to create a difficulty for you in finding a shidduch, and if you feel that, you know, you're going to put it on and off, it's going to create also a psychological difficulty to finding a shidduch, then under those conditions of emotion, I'd be leaving. And I said, I left it at that. We didn't go into more details. But let me go back to my main point for today, which is there anybody who disagrees with the original and fundamental premise? What is the fundamental premise? As the Easter for a woman who's married to cover her hair is an Easter Daraisa, and as a result, we assume that for the moment anyway, those are total table flaps, there's no way you can change. And therefore, even though everyone in her town uncovers the hair in the street, it's still a Torah prohibition. Does anybody disagree with that? Yes or no?
I understand.
You have a very good question. Excellent question. How can any minute change? The first person to change it is considered a Torah, the Kutza. How does it change? I think you're right. I think you're right. It begins with the power of the Kutza. And gradually, it sometimes takes over. So that the first guy to do it, the first one to do it, was Taka Paras the Kutza. But after a while, these things sometimes become accepted in communities. I can't give you a precise decision. What did you discuss? He says, I don't understand who I robbed him. It just happened. He doesn't tell you how it happened. You want the historical approach he wants to know. I'll answer a different question. I said, much more fundamental question. How did these two children grasp him in a time? How did that happen? It's a much bigger question. How did it happen? I don't know what the children were yesterday. I don't know what happened. There were different traditions. They got through the war. There was the debate. There was the ignorance. It happened. You know what you call that? The Yiddish is a good expression of all these things. You know what it is? Akasha Bameister. When you have a question against how did it happen? But it happened. That's all. It did happen. So Rabbeinu, our first point is one of the Rishonim. Lately shown him is the Truma Tadeshin, and the Truma Tadeshin says that the obligation or the prohibition of covering the hair for a married woman, it has a smach min hatorah. At the beginning of Simon Yud in the Truma Tadeshin, smach min hatorah sounds like it is a derabbanan, a smachta. It is not an absolute halach. It's not an absolute din. It's in the right smach. They go to the discussion of smach. He doesn't go into the process. He just says, smach. Now, Rabotai, one minute. We thought that the Rambam was not that way. The Rambam has a very interesting expression. Lo telach nevenos Yisrael puah tosh b'shuk, achas tenuya v'achas eish adish. Whether you be single or married. Now, as far as single women are concerned, although this Sechemet does quote, that the custom of many Sephardic lands was that women, after they were, I guess, what age? 12? I'm not sure what age it's going to say, the parish. She's certainly one of them. So, there will be a point where there's no question. Of course you have to cover it. Even a single does cover it. So,
the assumption we have, and it's again questionable, is that perhaps going to the Rambam, that this thing could change. But there was a time when all the single women did cover there, which was recorded by the Sechemed, he thought his own two eyes. Sechemed lived, 19th century, I believe. So he saw in certain Sephardic communities that the women who were single covered their hair. Period. I'm guessing for about this. I don't know for sure. I don't know. But nowadays, I don't believe it's practiced anywhere. As far as I know, I haven't. Not that I know. So what happens? So either you say one of two things. Either all the women are in violation. They're violating the halacha, which the Gemara has. What is Das Moshe could be also minig hanashim. But minig hanashim tiktiva, which is in fact written in the Chumash. There was a minig hanashim to cover the hair. No doubt about it. It's not an atzei, it's not a lotatei, it's not a chiyuv, it's not an iser. It's Torah's recording a minig, as we find by the Mishnah Lamelech, as far as Tzuvah Doraita is concerned. As far as the Ramban says, as far as the Zonah is concerned. And the Lubavitch Rebbe said, watch out, because Bottle will come the Yalfusis. Well, here it is. Maybe this Yalfusis is also Bottle. And all the Torah needs is to demonstrate that there was a custom to cover the hair, which even preceded Matan Torah, and it's recorded in the Chumash when it says Upara, Es Ro Shaisha. Sorry? Well, that's sort of it. The Ramban says in Chumash that when it says the Yotza Ishta Imo, that the owner had to feed the wife of his slave. Where does that come from? Ramban writes that the Torah is making reference to an existing custom at that time to feed your wife, even though it's not an absolute obligation for the wife. That's exactly what the Ramban says. What? There's also a fair shabbat. The Yotza Ishta Imo. The fair shabbat. That's what it means. It means that you still have to support the wife, and they all support it in one condition. I didn't make it up. And the same Kesef Yishko, Shemora, who's also the Pharisee Pope, says the Mishnah Rav doesn't mean it. Well, that's sort of it. The Ramban says in Chumash, that when it says the Yotza Ishta Imo, that the owner had to feed the wife of his slave. Where does that come from? The Ramban writes that the Torah is making reference to an existing custom at that time to feed your wife, even though it's not an absolute obligation for the wife. That's exactly what the Ramban says. What? There's also a fair shabbat. The Yotza Ishta Ima. The fair shabbat. That's what it means. It means that you still have to support the wife, and they all support it in one condition. I didn't make it up. And the same Kesef Yishko, Shemora, who's also the fair shabbat, says the Mishnah Rav doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv. It's not the meaning of the time of the goyim they had. He got married. Look. Need I go further? Harbu alai ma'od mohar umatan. Mi omar al mi. No. Shem. Shem. A good friend. Shem said it to Yaakov, but if you want to marry me, don't you moral matter. That's a ksuba. I'll give it ksuba and then give me your hand in marriage. Yeah? Yes? This could be like a Shana Rashi. Exactly. There are no control. Exactly. Exactly. Of course, the problem is, according to Rashi, at least Rashi's first interpretation, Rashi it was both interpretations. Rashi did that through a Rosh is what we call Das Moshe. How does that fit in? Or Das Moshe is an Issa Doraisa. So first of all, the base mayor says that Rashi's, the Gemara's Kashi, even according to Rashi, going on the Lashon. What do you mean Das Yehudit? What do you mean Das Yehudit? It should be called Das Moshe. But really, the reason you lose the ksuba, not because of any Easter of that motion. Not in the Chumash. But the reason you lose the ksuba is, as we call it later, chatzifusa. What do you mean chatzifusa? Chatzifusa is an expression which I would like to show you in the Rush, and there's a remarkable conclusion in the Yabiyahomer. Turn to the Rush, please, the one I have to see on the Mamakov. The Rush on this Mishnah. It's Perek Zion. Okay. Right before the word Gemara. says, I go, it's talking about, excuse me, Simon Tet, I'm not Mr. Tet, Simon Tet, I go there to the Moshe Yehudis, Ein Lo Ksuba, I know the Dover, I'm not talking about one little wide line, it's one wide line all by itself. The Dover, she makes she lost her. Yeah, she caused him a mitzvah. She don't share anything about the Caleb or Dan. No, there is any Mekayemet, the Shulbana. Aval in Hoyto, there is the Shara, there is the Gon Isha, she has no Ochlet Varitzer. I assume out, not in the house where they get mixed up. She toast in the home and eats a great piece in the diner and the garden space. Lo, if she does Tsubasa. She does lose the Tsubasa because of that Aveira. What about Yudis? With that, Yehudis Mishum Chatzifusa, for the audacity of doing such a thing, who Mishum Chashad Nus, who the Mapsuda. The Russian, the remarkable line over here. And the reason why a woman loses the Ksuba when she's invited to Das Yehudis is because of Chashad Nus, the inspector of immorality, actual adultery. Chatzifusa is the best translation that is. Now we're in the cover, our friend Alex, they're in the dictionary. So provide your eyes, like this. He says, if you want to look it up, Chela Gimel, Simen Chav Gimel, Sim Krat Yud Gimel. He writes that maybe a woman who uncovers her hair today, although Rabbi Vajra says she's in violation of Das Yehudis, and she's even in violation of Das Moshe, which can never change. Nevertheless, argues the Mavadi, maybe we should suggest, she doesn't lose the Ksuba. But you see, every single woman that uncovers her hair in public, we suspect of Ksuba, not to show. You know, Mavadi is painfully aware, as we mentioned last week, of what's going on in the late 20th century, that the women who have the audacity to not receive a get to live with another man. I was like, he goes back to the Ramban in the Sintra, and there's before the going. But now, everyone, Chatzis Shalom, undoubtedly, especially that, what we call the Shomer Shabbos. Let's call that the criteria. Go to a Shomer Shabbos, and they go without the head covered, you suspect them of good. Chatzis Shalom, how do you say this? Chatzis Shalom. In those days, when it was universally accepted that they covered it, there was one Kutza. One covered her hair, and you suspect that she's a real she's a suspect of the nose. But when it becomes very widespread, although Rabbi Vajra says it is a violation of that most of Yehudis, but you can't go as far as to say that she's a Madonna, and therefore she would not lose her Ksuba. So I suggest to Rabbi Vajra, maybe. Lania Saiti wants to go further than that and say that perhaps there's no violation of Das Yehudis at all. Because Das Yehudis, he said before, can change. If the Rabbi himself writes that Das Yehudis can change. But he can't accept it in this case because it's Das Moshe. Because it's an Isha Daraisa, and Daraisa can never change. If you take Daraisa literally, then the Chora, although we'll see an exception soon, it can never change. The Torah can never change. It's immutable, unchanging. If you say, however, that the word Daraisa should not be taken literally, that's the Shuma Tadesh seems to say, as the Rambam seems to perhaps indicate, by equating to the nation's dish, then it leads open the possibility that it could change as well. Really, the cause of hope on the main question is it the right to literally or not? If it's the right to literally, it can never change. So the Gemara says it's a favor, the right to literally. If it is the Rabbana, which is too much of that shit to say, then you're open. Maybe things in fact can't change based upon the logic of the Vajra advances in a different case. He doesn't say it over here. He can't believe it because it's a terrible violation of the right. He does say that even despite the fact he might lose a Ksuba, because there's no Chatzifusa, because everyone's doing this, it doesn't indicate Nus. But he's still considered to be a violation. That's what he prints. I'm sorry? Yeah, that's Moshe, that's Judas. I don't have it in front of me. But if you look carefully there, you'll see that he says such a Svara. Such a Svara. Okay, Rabotai. But now we come to some of the heavy hitters. It's interesting how this discussion starts. You know, we know that the halacha that a married woman has to cover her hair, but it's a problem. The very first day of this month, we pointed out that the word marriage really has two stages. What are they? Why don't you help me out? What are they? right. Now, some Zion, when it comes to an Arush, you go to Machlokas, see various Achronim. The first he calls the Sefer Yehoshua, who says that it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? It's Mutter for a woman who was an Arush to keep her hair uncovered. Why? Because they also have problems with two lines. I'm sorry? I mean, Arush, they put a ring on her finger. And of course, this child is very almost irrelevant today. You ask, that's irrelevant. Today it's all together, same second. You know, oh, that's right. When some people, they will let her wear a regular hair by the because in the book on the cabinet is already to do it. Pragmatically, they're not going to get no fine you can room to make a fancy swap that the shables are these days. Oh, so they get against the Mishnah. But other state is a field for Rosh Hashanah. You're right, it's still a very strange, you're right. That's why I never liked this. This is Chadash. This is Chadash. The reason why a woman who is Arusa may go into the public with her hair uncovered, it's a doubt of the cat. That's still it. That's what I've called it in the Ultra Apostle. He left out the good stuff. He doesn't understand. Our rules are like the sewer for everything else. Adrava, this is really getting polemical. Adrava, our rules are the skill of the sewer mechanic. What do you find a difference? But then he says something which I was mechanical. And it's my safer. I'm going back. And I never knew that the safer sewer said it. So I would have attributed it to him. He told him the story. I thought I was the originator. A double. I thought that I had thought of. Turns out it's already quiet, I love it. The Edmund of Snor has already found it, although you'll see him come out my way, but it doesn't matter. Here's what he could snore. I don't want to take credit because I'm already, the gist of which, the basis of which already printed. Look what he said. No, he says, you can make a distinction. Because by Sota is the source. And every Sota by definition has to be a what? A Nesua. Not only every Sota has to be a Nesua, but then it all has to be a who, anybody? Ba'ula. Why? Supposed to go all the more says. How's it supposed to go though? The Aki Sotis. Wapo. Halacha, Peshit. The Gemara Darshan, no. You need Kozma Shtivas Baal or Shtivas Boer. Because the other time, the whole Parsha comes to fly, is when the husband lived with her, they had relations. And subsequent to that, to the question of adultery. But if there's no relation between the husband and wife, then the whole Parsha sort of wouldn't apply. Says the Sefer Yehoshua, and I quote, quote, the basalt of Tim is so basalt, after the Ula Havi the Tosh, the Taka the Shiva's Baal of Oil, who the Sula Havis, Darusa in Mashkin also. I'm going to put the Gaval in the Smur. And then he doesn't like it. I don't know if he doesn't like it. We're talking about Dula of Mema, Kamen, and the Sula, Sura, and Rusa, and Ami Asura, or my eye and Nimsa for college by name. I don't understand. He came with the Gaval to get Philip. Maybe he's too close for that. He gave my chilek that I wrote. I thought it was my original chilek. He said it in one line and threw it out. The chilek is follow. The whole thought for the woman coming here is married to a sota has to be a zoom, has to be a wife, under the duwa, and he has to be a bu'ula. So that's what I wrote in my saying, but that would explain, we'll come to this later, that would explain how it's possible that a woman who is married doesn't really cover her hair properly after her own wedding, after Eruv, and after... Greg, I'm going to read you some key excerpts here. Because you don't understand. Our rules are like a sewer for everything else. Adrava, this is going to get polemical. Adrava, our rules are the skila of the sewer of a tenant. What do you find a difference? But then he says something which I was mechavis with. And it's my safer. I'm going to print it. And I never knew that the safer Yeshua said it. So I would have attributed it to him. He told him the story. I thought I was the originator. A double cover, I thought that I had thought of. Turns out it's already quiet, I love it. The Edson of Snor has already found it, although you'll see he doesn't come out my way, but it doesn't matter. Here's what he could snore. I'm saying I don't want to take credit as long as we already, the gist of which, the basis of which already printed. Look what he said. No, he says, you can make a distinction. Because by Sota is the source. And every Sota by definition has to be a what? A Nesua. Not only does every soul have to be a Nesua, but every soul also has to be a... Who, anybody? Bu'ula. Why? Close to Gemara. The Gemara says, how's it supposed to go, though? The Aski sub-keep. Ish Bakol. Yibarade Yishay. What do you mean, Yibarade Yishay? Aside from your husband, but the Gemara Darshan of it is a see-through. See-through. Oh, I guess I heard it wrong. House, according to many of you, someone's a see-through. The see-through hair cover. So how can a see-through hair cover be enough? But Rabbi says, and don't hack me with your see-through veil. That's not what it means. You mean to tell me a woman can go from shoulder to knee in a see-through and you'll say it's good enough? That's what Raja says. To get enough for the Gemara. Erva Bashashi Sasur. My brother says, you have an Erva that is behind glass. That's right. Those people that are women now are married with these hair that you can see right through. Baruch Hashem. Not over any to the right. Baruch Hashem. It's also. But the Gemara says that the violation is not nudist. Of course, now you're going to argue with me, and here's a very important point. It could change. But the women now in a certain community, remember that I don't mention any names in the community, but in a certain community, all the women are gone with their hand net, so then you can say, look, that's their cousin, that's most good than that, that's Kalsa. It's only that's Yehuda, it's that's Yehuda to change. That's your hand net. Oh, somebody says that's crazy snorrel. He says that, you know, you have a hair net, you can't see, there's no tab up in one place, because after all, it's always absurd. The point you go from that thing from shoulder to knee. There'll be a big line up there. So what I mean, there's no tab up. No, you have to love the Chevrolet, right? Love this. There's no tab up. There's love it. Make it bigger. Reach up. That's ridiculous. No. I know when I see it, but the evening wasn't to be longer. I trusted it, you know. So I mean, you know, I'm going to London over here. It's not a time for London. I'm not against London. This is not the time for it. This is that could be much more practical. Anyway, I mean, that doesn't say for Yeshua. So I feel so bad. He had my Torah, and he just cast it away. But okay, but we're not finished. We haven't hit the main line yet. No? That's a great killer. Anyway, so Mike, listen. You can, but not over here. Now, there's a safer Yeshua like this. It all our cloud. I'm putting a new pad here. I don't want to look it up later. I'm saying Uri for zero. I'm reading the second part, Va cloud. Va cloud. He was there, Tully, Gilo, Yareva, Imudera, Makasas, Benoshim, Vihi, Megala. I raise the Ereva. Abel, be more loyal, dark, and Makasas, Lohavi, Begeta, Ereva, cloud. Kavan, Shakulam, Regilim, led up with other Ephas. Zerat Moshul. In dark on the chasoso, the chasos yudeim of neim, or the he megalos tefach from welcome to dark on the chasos of Gilead. They wear a mask.
You're right.
Or they wear gloves. And now they don't reveal anything. And she sees a real tefach. She is in violation. Gilead. And you can't say Krishna connecta. The moke and the sara, this is Gilead. In dark on the chasos. Listen carefully. You are not, you're going to be amazed when you get hit. You will be stunned. You will fall off your chair. Avalim and Hogam, Legalo, Sarah, Otefa, Begum, come off, Sulish, the Dark, and Ledam, the Gilea Rosh, Ain't the Gilea Rosh. Hold on. Any of your favorites? Not yet.
You call by a week.
Well, so too, Pesulo, since the Rosh is quite ready to have Sikh Shaman of our time, to Dark, and Ledam, through all, Mutu, the Good Connectum. It quotes a number of other sources that say the same thing. The Zeru Yosich HaKol Pelibo. Now I'm in the second column. The Koldova HaNire Tomid Vein Dachon LeChatos and Regilin Bu Inchi Ein De Ervo. The Ein Bnei Odom is Garaben. It's a Regilin Bata. Ein Kan Midoraisa Isu Klau Av Vimash Aminig LeChatos Od Vizgalo Stas Nisgaran Bnei Odom Man Od Ereva Mikri, the Osman Midoraisa. So here he said an amazing thing. He said something which we until now resisted and rejected. We kept screaming, Zoh, Tatora, Lo, Tehei, Roplevet. Adin Doraisa can never change. Rabban has been changed. That's good if it is not to change. A Doraisa can never change. Once Osman Midoraisa can be that way forever and ever, forever and ever. And what does he say? No, it's an Issa Doraisa which can change in time and in place. But the nature of the Issa Doraisa in this particular case is subjective. Depends upon the place. It's almost unique. Where do you find Doraisa? That's because that's, you know, I mean, don't say a Shabbos, you know, tough, you know, 6 day week with no Shabbos. That's the Shalom. 7 day week with no Shabbos, but it's crazy. But now he's going to be explicit. He's not going to mention any words. He looks at this one now. Look what he says. He says, well, that's why the word is regilim. Hold on. Oh, he's going to say it. Just be patient. Look at this. Here. Avo. Here says the Pharisee. E havi noagin kol benos Yisrael. If to the custom that all the Jewish women in that time and place Love it, the he megala, I raise the erva. Avol be more loyal, dark on the chatos, lo havi begeta erva cloud. Kevin shakulam regilim led up with other echad. Is there a mushel? In dark on the chatos, so the chatos yudeim of neim, or the he megala tefach from welcome to dark on the chatos begili erva. They wear a mask.
You're right.
Or they wear gloves. And now they don't reveal anything, and she sees a real tefa, she is in violation. Gili Erva. And you can't say Krishna connecta. Kamoke and Sarah, this is Gili Erva, in Dakar Nakasa. Listen carefully. You are not, you're going to be amazed when you get hit. You will be stunned. You will fall off your chair. Avalim and Hogam, Legalo, Sarah, Otefa, Begum, come off, Sulisha Dakar, Nedam, Begili Erosh, Ain't the Gili Arba. Hold on. Any affairs? Not yet.
One second.
It all depends upon the custom of the women. He said it twice, he said. It wasn't just a tenth list. Two times, he said. If the custom would be that married women go without the hair covering, that the Chazanish was once asked about a shidduch, and the inquiring and hitting the hair, and they came to the Chazanish, this is a wonderful, wonderful doctor, I think, they recommended, but they said it was one terrible thing that the mother didn't cover the hair. What would you say, Chazanish? They asked, it depends. It depends. If the mother comes from Hungary and Galicia and she didn't cover her hair, don't go through the shidduch. Why? Because this mother in that place where all the women who were Shabbat Shabbos, the preponderant majority, did cover the hair, and she didn't, that's a chassar. And that chassar is be passed on to her son, her daughter, I think it's son. And therefore don't go through the shidduch. But, says the Chazanish, if this woman's mother came from Lithuania and she didn't cover her hair, no one covered her in Lithuania. No one. Almost all covered her in Lithuania. So what do you want? We will not see anything wrong with the go through with the shidduch for sure, tell them the clock. He didn't say it. I was going to say that. But it did indicate that, you know, the priestess level, the negative aspect that continues to another generation was evident only in circumstances where her action was considered a deviation from what was going on in the community at large. That's printed, I think, in the Bible. There's Tigers all over, but the husband is afraid. There's Tigers all over, Ben, a woman who was who deviated from the normal experience of the past. They might have a negative impact. That's the story that I read. Yes. It is all right. Right, exactly. The right doesn't change, but the category, what fits into that category changes. You're right, but that's still a big shit. It's a kid of significance. No one fell off the chair, but I guess I gave it away before I said it. But it is a very, very strong kiddush. Yes. Over the Rabbanan? No, never over the Rabbanan, he says. No, not even in that system. That's not the custom. That's one thing which is quoted in that's the thing, you see. The Ultra Apostle quoted Sefer Yeshua, but they left this part out. Typical. Next thing, they called the grandson of the Yeshua Tiakon. Yeshua Tiakon, one of the classes from on the Shulchan Aruch, and it says here in the middle of Simcha Valav, Eilu Dibre Nechad Amachaber Marainer of Zvi Hirsch Orenstein. Yeshua Tiakon, Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein. This is the son of Zvi Hirsch, who was obviously a big time of Kochel based on what he wrote here. And he has a whole column about this, which is an interesting thing which I tell you, I never thought of, but he has it over here. They only quote part again. Listen. This is we already had mentioned earlier on our own, before the issue with Yaakov's grandson, that maybe the Torah is recording a minimum which existed in its time, that women covered their hair when they were married. There is the issue with Yaakov and truth. And I prove it to you from the Gemara. Don't the public from the Gemara. What's the Gemara? It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches, please. In Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara talks about each your ages ish for Bnei Noach. Adultery is prohibited for non-Jews as well. That's by definition. By definition, adultery means a married woman. How do you define marriage when it comes to the goyim? So the Jewish Yaakov grandson starts off by saying as follows. The Gemara is intended over there. Based on the puzzle. The He Ba'ulah Baal. Where's that puzzle found? Parsha? Batari, no? Matar, no. 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 The He Ba'ulah Baal. Where does it say that? It's from the Shnu? Shnu Shnai Mikra? Nobody knows? The He Bu'ulas Baal. No. Nobody? No? Spartan? No. No. No, you're way off. Oh, you're all so far off because you know you don't get contact. No, I only have time against one person. That's dope. He's about Kerry. The rest of you, I take it back.
You, you. No, it's like my car was
Vanilla, very good. Yeah. It says over there that, who has it? What's the Malach appears to the Malach in the middle of the night and says, Pincha meis al isha shalakakta, vihi v'ulaz bo'al. See, once we got started at the beginning of the pasuk, there was a study mark that I didn't know what the guy says. Ulaz bo'al yesh lahem. But Erisin, they don't have. By the Goyim, a legalistic relationship based upon a ring or a document without the bia, they don't have. Till the bia, till what we call, say, in our language, the marriage is quote consummated, till that happens, by then it's not considered a marriage. Says the Yeshua's Yaakov's grandson, if that's the case, the only time there's a chiyuv of the right to recover the hair for a woman is if she fits into this category of the minig of the goyish women, and the goyish women only considers themselves married at one point. No, help me out. We have to wait after the bia in the context of marriage. So therefore, once until the bia, she did not cover her hair. So what's he saying? Again, some stuff is an arusa. They won't talk about arusa. The arusa did not cover her hair with the rice because the whole marker is the minig, and the minig was only a minig taken from the goyim, and the goyim wanted the minig after bia. And then before Bia, there'd be no key of the rights. By the way, of course, not only is there no key of by an Arusa, but it's even no key of the rights by a wife, by a Nisua before Bia. Going back to my original question of the wedding night, that she has to veil it up, the answer was going to be yes. Not because of my reason, which I found is a castaway of the Sefer Yoshua, which he mentioned throws out in one line. But even the, according to his learned version, comes the same thing. That's quoted in the Ultra Apostle. That part is quoted. What did he leave out? We're talking about the following language. It's an interesting language. He says, the grandson. No, this is not maybe the Yeshua Yaakov. Yeshua Yaakov. This is following. Listen carefully. He says, Bizei Rada, Rakshe Aminid Kogum the Yisrael, Shlo Tetzeno Anoshim Kruat Rosh. A married woman. How do you define marriage when it comes to the goyim? So the Yeshua's Yaakov grandson starts off by saying as follows. The Gemara doesn't say anything over there. Based on the puzzle. Vihi ba'ulaz ba'al. Where's that supposed to found? Parsha? I'll tell you, no? Okay, no. No. Vihi ba'ulaz ba'al. Where does it say that supposed to found? Lutheimiker? Nobody knows? Vihi ba'ulaz ba'al. No, nobody still? Spartan, no. No. No, you're way off. Oh, you're all so far off, because you know you don't need to get contact. No, I only have time to get one person, that's dope. You live on Kara. The rest of you, I can't. I take it back. You.
No! Like my Kara was
good,
huh?
Oh. Vanilla, very good. Yeah. It says over there that. What the Malach appears to the Malach in the middle of the night and says, Pincha meis al isha shalakakta, vihi v'ulaz bo'al. See, once we got started at the end of the puzzle, also our puzzle, this particular line which I quoted to you is not found in the Ultra Puzzle. Okay. So again, to the safety of Yeshua, the Kiddush Nifl, it's also the right, but it can change. We had mentioned other possible suggestions, but it's not even, it's never going to be the right. It's not an absolute issue. It's just the minig which is being quoted. That's how the issue is dealt with. It's the minig. Min hagam zayolam old mikolim shekibbul ha-torah, shenogu shalot mikru ha-throw shashuk. Okay, let's see if it's a no-op, so let it up from the cat. Right? And, but the can't be named Ubo, so can't be a throw. Kolam ha-tola, hoyolam ha-lusa. Mukhizu kubbul, shiva ish, 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 Much better in this regard. There are thousands upon thousands of women. The mother did not cover their hair and the daughter does not cover their hair. I mean, this is all over the place. Brochs are not the Zorah. Even those who would have, some of the reason, thought that it was permissible in a different era, we can see that now it's prohibited. That's what I'm going to write. I'm going to write in a sort of a, just one line. And maybe the reason they thought it was permitted is because based upon the Rambam, it's together with the Tzuma Tzedesh, the Rabbanim, and I gave it into the printer, and he left it out. He left out this one paragraph was omitted.
The entire thing?
This one paragraph was omitted, please. Not there. I gave it in. I thought it was a Tzuma Shemayim, that the print, you shouldn't even make a Tzuma as what was, will be, but there are some things that have to remain in the Tzuma Torah, the Al-Teh. The Sheva Al-Teh, which have to be protected in the proper place. I don't want to cause any additional not like it. But, yes. See what you want now. Right, doesn't matter. If the woman married Slapa, she grew up in Slapa, she married and moved there for 34, 35 years old Slapa. She belonged to a shul and no one covered it. Nobody, maybe the rabbis knows it. And now, 35 years later, you walk around in Slapa. I mean, I don't know about the majority, but it seems to me that by now it's very possible that the majority of the Shomer Shabbos, I'm going to talk about the Shomer Shabbos, that the majority of the Shomer Shabbos is Flatbush, now it's over there. I think it's probably true. You live there, I don't live there, but I think it's probably true. Despite the big shoes, but I don't want to say the names of the big shoes, with the hundreds and hundreds of members, but he has died, the majority has now changed, shifted. That woman, who 35 years ago appointed Ethan LaFarshim, was the heter, is now the issue. Unless you're willing to redefine Malcolm and say it depends upon your particular shoe. It's hard for me to grasp. So I'm why? I'm working shoe. It might be, let's say, happens to be an Avenue R. You could have that shoe. Pick out another name of a shoe. Or I might be the name. Happens to be around and an Avenue R is a shoe. That shoe that most of the women to this day don't cover their hair. I'm walking Avenue R. When I walk up, up the block, you know, from single digits to the double digits. Before I turn around, I know what they call a model of San Bidwood, right? Where there's already some more of a more than a yeshiva and also then what happened now what? So now it changes. So I get a question. The woman you survive. Comes from who knows what Rechavia, I don't know it's still in the pocket. And then she walks to Shari Chesed or she walks to Meir Shoros. So, you know, how do you define it? I don't know. I thought my idea was to depend upon the city. That's my idea. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. But I don't know. How do you say it? The neighborhood. Oh, the neighborhood. How do you define neighborhood? Well, feel like a merchant. Riverdale is a very big neighborhood. That's true. What? Yes. Because the shuk which you frequent, the street which you go in is frequented by many others who have a different custom. Rabotai, I don't want to go too late. There's a Mehiri, which I think is just going to look at the Mehiri on this mission and stuff. So lean at it tomorrow, we're going to turn the page and discuss the question of health of it, transparent head covering. What in the world does that do for you? We'll discuss that, Mr. Chairman. This is the shuk and the mafli and the chater tomorrow.